Welcome back. I am now talking to David Shaw of DBFC, the people behind our album of the week, Jenx, released on the 2nd of June on different recordings. David, thank Indeed. You very much for talking
Cheers,
to us.
Cheers, man. Cheers. It's all good. Cheers.
It's a real pleasure to be able to talk to you about a fascinating album, really, and one that I'd really like to know how the sound came about, because people talk about this kind of synthesis of analog rock and electro, and people even say, you know, you've invented a new genre. I'm not really sure how you see it, but I want to know how it came about, because you obviously working with Dombrance, Bertrand Lacombe, was it something that came about naturally, i.e. were you jamming and it just came out, or was it something like, let's bring together these two elements of rock and electro?
Yeah, it's always been there, in fact, like even before we actually decided to work together, and actually before we actually met. We've always needed synths and guitars, and that's pretty much our culture. It's not a question of one day we woke up and decided to put the two together. It's always been, I grew up with all the bands that pretty much mixed the two, so I never really made a difference between electronic music or rock or punk or anything. As long as it's good, whatever they use, I'm interested in. So when we decided to work together and make this album, it was always a part of the equation. It was always part of playing on synths or guitars. It's trying to get the best sound of what we have in our heads, basically.
Yeah.
You know, if we go towards the synth, if that's what we want to hear, or if the sound we hear needs to be done with a synth or with a guitar, and vice versa. And sometimes the guitar sound like synths, and the other way around. You see what I mean? So, pretty much messing about with all guitar pedals and effects that we have. You know, we have some of our own that we do some of our own gear ourselves. So it's pretty much we really go for what the sound that we've got in our heads. But it's always, both have always been important to us.
Sure.
And working naturally.
And it comes as no surprise to me that you don't see it as bringing two separate things together in some kind of contrived exercise.
Not at all.
Because when I see you guys doing it live, you have this, it's a holistic whole, and it's this kind of, two-stepping, hand-clapping, basically club music.
Totally.
Is it designed for the club? Because that is your domain, that's where you met, and that's where you've worked in the past.
Totally. It's not necessarily like something about, like, just about the club. We have a club culture also, and for us it's as important as, I don't know, like just rock in general, from psychedelic to punk to whatever, and going to clubs and popping pills and dancing the night away on super good techno. That's essential for us, and one doesn't go without the other, Yeah, we need the two worlds, basically, and we don't think they can't go hand in hand, and we don't pretend inventing anything or being particularly like original. We consider that the way we do it well, and like many other bands in the past, and surely many other bands in the future. It's just a question of, it's our little story in our corner, and just the most important thing for us is writing good songs and with a good production, and not necessarily being overproduced, but having that, keeping really in mind to be free in what we do, and not necessarily just it's got to appeal to everyone. But we like good melodies, we like good drives, we like good synths and guitar, so I guess it all makes sense for us in like that.
It makes sense to the listener as well. This
freedom, hopefully.
This freedom that you just mentioned there, so yeah, something I wanted to mention, because Bertrand has said in the past that you're kind of both on the same page and you often have the same thought at the same time.
So, yeah, it's a love story between Dombrance and myself. It's a real strong love story, and it's been going on for 4 years. And to be honest, just on that note, we still today we hallucinate on when we in the studio together, and sometimes we don't say a word to each other, and just apart from hugging each other from time to time because we like hugging each other, and fuck me, man, where did this come from? And he'll think of something or vice versa. We often say it's like a dance together. We dance together, and meaning like a waltz, or something. It's very it's very sexy in that sense, actually.
Interesting. And you and Dombrance have this sort of collective kind of philosophy that perhaps even bring sort of seeps out into the political side of music as well. I mean, he once said to be a musician today is a kind of political act, and I was wondering whether you thought that was
when Dombrance said that, he was absolutely right. It is political in that sense. It's our way of expressing ourselves, and it's our way of just saying, refusing, or what's going on in the world. And we're not going to go, into politics, but it's our way of saying, big fuck off to what we don't agree on, basically, and try to we especially with the album, it was pretty much going back to something quite simple about love and consideration and things like that. As again, we already said, as corny as it sounds, but it's true. At the end of the day, we just like having want to respect each other, and just even if it sounds very naive, but it's about the universal message.
And that idea of recapturing, I mean, you've got in this music this kind of krautrock feel, the motoric rhythm. There is a sense of you perhaps trying to recapture the world of the past, maybe a more simple, more pure world. Is that something that finds itself both in the music and kind of thematically?
Well, in a way, maybe, but we're not in a... Our position is not necessarily being like... nostalgic in any way. It's just you'd be getting mature, and you learn from a lot of your experiences, and we experiment a lot in the studio, and just going, it's just you realize how simple things are just often they work better. So I think it's just we've always digested all our influences, and we think that so far we did some good things, but with this album, it just, and the future, the new works that we're doing is very inspiring in that sense. It's just, again, that freedom and the simplicity is very clear to us today.
Right. And this freedom that you've mentioned, and we've sort of talked about a little bit, the political side of things, is this is there that responsibility then, because you've got an audience, to deliver some kind of message, or is it more that to get to the point where you are, you already have to have railed against the system?
It's a bit of both, I guess. Of course you want to get your message across, and again, without sounding completely like shoving it down people's throats. It's just try to share something, a good moment, and try to cherish pretty much what we're about, meaning the life and its good moments, and meeting people, and just trying to it's not that more complicated in a way, and of course I guess sometimes to put our foot down and say that we don't agree with, and try to go back to the essentials, and try not to forget who we are and what we do and why we do it.
And also, you are involving your listener in this process. You're bringing them in as you know a club is meant to do, I suppose. And
we try anyway. We still got a bit of history to write with the band, and meaning we still have things to say, and hopefully, you know, in the long term, people will get it even more. You know, we're still at the beginning in a way, but yes, that's the intention. Mm. Yeah,
and you've got these sort of rhetorical questions in a song like Jenks, sort of bringing in the listener. You know, don't we, or something like that, and surely, and questions like this, and at the end, we're all part of the beautiful. I think it is, and
we're all part of the beautiful now. Yeah. It's just making not making any difference. You know, it's just we're all in this together, and it's again when we share the. It's as, you know, the first degree moment when you're in a club and sharing with, you know, when you look around, you're just, you know, you just stand still and you just look around you, if you're onto anything or not, but just, you know, just the, being, you know, enjoying and realizing, you know, what's going on. And sometimes when you actually manage to get that, it's quite orgasmic in a way. You know, it's quite something that we separately lived and together. You know, when we went to clubs and shared club moments, and or when you go to a festival, when you're part of something and you realise that you know all the people around you, we all having a good time in a way. It's something quite important to us.
And I think. Perhaps strangely for me, I don't know that this has found itself in a slightly less sort of electrified medium than, say, for example, Leave My Room, you released in 2014, and of course David Shaw on the beat as well. I mean, it is less electrified and it is more organic. I mean, on the album, certainly, possibly more than even when you see it live, there's this kind of the twang of the guitars, for example, gives almost like a Western feel to it.
Definitely. If you got that, that's great, because that's what we were going for.
Oh, good.
That's perfect.
It seems to me odd that if you're, I don't know how, maybe perhaps not odd, but why do you think this idea of the sort of communal experience has perhaps it's that it's so organic that it's come about in that way? I'm just curious as to why it went in that particular route.
Well, it's because again we're two indie kids that will never leave guitars in the wardrobe. Basically, it's just it's pretty much just phases. And again, we're going back to moments. You know, when we're not an electro band. We use electronic instruments as synthesizers, which are instruments, and we consider them as important as, you know, I was saying earlier, as important as guitars. And if the mood on this particular song is just synth and or the two together, or either just guitars and just a drum machine behind, like songs maybe like In the Car, which is a very important song to us. And you have just like you have a synth, but it's very, very minimal, and it's very, very much about guitars and the drum machine, and that whole aspect is, for us, it's great. We're going back to the freedom again. You know, it's we're not saying okay, we like the idea of obviously having the groove and the beat, and you know, something. When we say the beat, I mean, you know, in its true notion, not just the beat as in the drums, but the beat as it's got a good beat, and you want to dance and you want to groove to it, they all have different moods, now we're going to make a rock album, or we're going to make a, it will always be like this for all the works that we're going to, you know, we do, or all the songs that pretty much, it will always be, okay, what inspires right now, and what are we going to use in that song? You know, as much as we know, we can bang on pans eventually, and if they sound good and mix it with synths or guitars, you know, that's will come out of it. We don't know. You know,
as long as it's free.
As long as it's free, yeah.
Well,
that's
thank you.
Every time we go in the studio, that's we don't even say it anymore. We just do it. You know, we just it's very natural. It's in that sense, not pretending that we've got something like, you know, compared to other people, because many other acts and bands, you know, like have that kind of we're talking about chemistry here, and again, what we have together is magic in that sense, you know. So we really want to cherish it, and when we go into the studio, we're very free like that, yeah.
Well, that bodes well for future projects, future recordings.
Yeah.
As for this one, congratulations on the album. It's
cheers,
fantastic.
Cheers. Cool.
Again, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Well, take care and be safe then.
Thanks, you too.
Take care, man. Ciao.
Bye.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English. 101.3 FM.